Well, if democracy has indeed been hacked, a number of major news outlets claim it's not by social media or by search engine manipulations, but in fact by Russians. This time, cyber attacks have reportedly targeted electoral systems in at least two American states. And despite the fact there's almost no evidence to suggest Russia's involvement, US officials name anonymous FBI workers as sources in the media. The Russian hacker trend in the US has become so popular that even fashion magazine Glamour has picked up the latest story. Well, the only piece of actual FBI-related information used in this latest story is a flash memo from the Bureau urging election officials to be aware of the hacking threat, although it does not mention Russia once. Here's our Washington correspondent, Gianni Chikian.
The FBI has so far given no information as to who did the hacking, but that didn't stop major U.S. news outlets from coming up with smashing accusations. The Washington Post cites a spokesman for Arizona Secretary of State who said FBI investigators told them in June that Russians were behind the hacking of voter databases. Again, the FBI declined to comment on any of this. The Washington Post notes that and then quickly moves on to bolster the speculation by saying that, quote, "The Arizona incident is the latest indication of Russian interest in U.S. elections and party operations." Other outlets have written in a similar vein, accusing Russian hackers of stealing 200,000 voter records in the state of Illinois. NBC News provides no evidence of Russian involvement at all, but cites an unnamed official who said, quote, "This is the closest we've come to tying a recent hack to the Russian government," end quote.
Wait a minute. The closest that we've come means you've missed the mark. When you say, "This is the closest I've ever been to being correct," you're not correct. "This is the closest I've ever come to hitting the target." I didn't hit the target.